Everybody, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening whenever you're listening to this. My username is Shy Chubby Milf, and I am doing a questionnaire. So I decided to do one of these questionnaires. I was having trouble deciding which questionnaire to do, but I found one that I think suits me a bit. So I'm going to be answering this one. I tend to ramble on a little bit, so if you've noticed, the Reddit post has a few timestamps to when you want to, like, jump forward and listen to whatever I have to say on certain questions. If I remember to put them in, I probably won't, but if I do, feel free to compliment me on actually remembering. So, here it is, and enjoy yourselves. So question number one, for noobs especially, what would you like to be called? This isn't my real name, but my I guess alias is Eliza, E-L-I-Z-A. I think it's a very elegant name, you know? I really like it when people have very nice names. And that's very subjective, I know, but I tend to like casual formal names. So, you know, Elizabeth is very formal, Beth is very casual, but Eliza, on the other hand, is very casual formal, you know? You can imagine some rich queen or king naming their child this, or you can also imagine some kid on your street playing with another kid who's happens to be called Eliza. I don't know what's up with the kid analogies, but you know how it is, you know, naming conventions and all that. So yes, Eliza. Or if you want to call me your mom or miss or whatever, you know, flatter me. Go ahead. But yes, Eliza. Question number two. What is your most impressive or go-to party trick? I do not go to a lot of parties. I am a very shy and reclusive person, so I don't really have anything that I like to particularly show off. I'm more of a person that stays on the sidelines instead of, you know, going out and showing myself publicly. So I don't really have a party trick. Question number three. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing? Or favorite childhood artist / bands? I haven't really gone to any concerts either. Again, I've been a very reclusive person ever since I was fairly young. I never talked to anybody. And when people heard me talk, it was always a pleasant surprise for them. I was even taken to the doctor's once because my parents thought there was something wrong with me. But no, I'm just very naturally quiet and shy. And I have not ever went to a concert or a band ever. And people might be like, oh, that's kind of sad, or like, you know, you should go out a lot more. I'm very fine with staying inside. Thank you very much for the concern. Some of my favorite artists and bands that I quite like, not quite childhood, there's an artist called Paris, or like, I don't know how to say it, P-V-R-I-S, and I've listened to their song Hallucinations a couple of times, and I quite like it. It's a very pretty song to listen to. That tends to be like, that song is like a generalization of what I listen to. That's primarily what I like to listen to. Anyways, question number four. What did you want to be when you grew up? Oh, I wanted to be a lot of things, but I really wanted to be an actress, but that dream never really turned out. I don't think I'm a good actress, but I always wanted to be one. You know, you can always take acting lessons, but it didn't really turn out that way. So now I'm just here doing Gone Wild Audio more of as a hobby than, you know, something I have to do every day. Question number five. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? No. Question number six. Favorite smell? Whenever I go to stores, I always smell a lot of candles, and And this was, you know, even when I was a teenager, even when I was a kid, I loved smelling stuff. Not if they were bad smells, but I like smelling candles. I like smelling flowers, you know, it's typical stuff to smell. Sometimes I smell my food, you know, that's not bad either, but you know, there are some things that you wonder smells. And when that time comes, you know, you can ask me to smell it. 'Cause scent is a huge thing in my life, because a lot of times, like, sometimes I can't smell stuff that may be strong to others, but not to me. So whenever I get the opportunity, I take in whatever I can, you know. And my favorite scent always has to be vanilla. I know that's like a very vanilla taste. I'm so sorry. Mom jokes. But yeah, I quite like vanilla. It's a very classic flavor. Flavor? I mean, I guess. It's a very classic scent. And you can never go wrong with vanilla, unless if they somehow manage to mess up vanilla. And in which that case, you know, I quite like I like lavender scents too, and roses. I have a rose candle and I have vanilla candle, and I have another candle, but I don't remember what combination of smells it was. Anyways, it might have been like vanilla and rose, I'm not sure. But next question. How did you find Gone Wild audio? So I got really tired of listening, or well, watching porn and reading erotic literature. So one day, I realized that I really liked listening to people when I fall asleep, because it's very soothing. Like, I can be listening to a documentary or a commentary and fall asleep. And so on that day, I was like, let's like search up ASMR on Pornhub or whatever and see what I get. And so I found Cardlyn Audio, and I listened to that, and I have never came so hard in my life. Let me tell you, that was amazing. I don't remember what it was, but it was something. If I do remember what audio was, I'm gonna probably link it below, but I already promised that I put a lot of timestamps on this for the question, so I'm not sure. And then I found Feel Good Phils. I mean, I don't really like him as much as I do other audio performers, but you know, he's still really good at what he does. And after that, I decided to oh, I found Not Who Rose Thinks. That's what happened. And then I think what happened from this point on, I can't remember. But I decided to search him up on Google, and then I found a lot of these like Reddit posts and audios, and that led me down the rabbit hole, and that subsequently led me to finding Gone Wild audio. And then ever since then, I had been hooked. I've been listening to these audios every day, and I've been interacting with people, and so far I actually really like my experience on here. It's very lovely. Question number 9. Has Gone Wild audio taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? I already covered this in one of my posts. Again, I'll probably link it below. But I really, really like the idea of fucking a guy or a girl with a strap on. And I never liked the idea of using stuff. Like, I never liked the idea of inflicting pain with anal and stuff like that. Like, I hate pain, you know, and causing pain, but like, it's a completely different story with guys and a strap on, and I'm not sure why. So, yeah. Anyways, next question. Question number 10, what qualities draw you to your favorite performers? I'm going to use one of my favorite performers as an example, which is Longest Snack, or Snack for short. He has a lovely personality, I'd say, and I quite listen, and I listen to people's ramble faps a lot, and I really like it when people have such a buzzing and lovely personality like he does. And whenever he does these little audio things, he always like giggles. He's clearly making references and having fun. And you know, he does excellent dirty talk in the middle of all of that. And I think another factor is I like how people use their voice. And here's another example. Todd, or Not Who Rose Thinks. He has a lovely voice and I enjoy how he uses it. He projects himself clearly, loudly, and I really like how he acts. It's very nice and feels genuine, and it doesn't help that he has like quite a few sound effects in too every now and then. But anyways, question number 11. Would you ever consider meeting someone from Gone Wild Audio? If I met one of my favorite performers on Gone Wild Audio, I would definitely love to meet. Like, imagine if I just met Snack, like, in the public. Like, of course, I'm not going to, like, admit that I know who he is or anything like that. I don't want to make it, like, awkward. I'm not sure how to approach someone that I know in real life, but, that I know from the internet in real life, rather. But, if I met somebody who like listened to my audios and lurked on it for a bit, I would feel a little awkward and maybe a little unsafe because you never know, they might now have a picture of me and share it, you know? It feels very scary, but for the most part, I would love to meet another performer from Gone Wild Audio in real life. Question number 12. If someone were to write a script just for you, what would it look like? It would be one of those like MILF femdom scripts, like gentle femdom script, or with like a male sub, and it's kind of one of those like very maternal things, but you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, it can be incest or not. I mean, I quite like taboo stuff, but you know, it's generally what the script writer wants, you know. I'm not gonna make demands, but I quite like MILF stuff and like femdom stuff and having like a male sub. Like I just want to like wrap my arms around some guy and give him a nice little hand job, and then after he like come. Like maybe he comes for a bit, I just milk him a little bit more, but with my pussy. Yeah, I'm going to skip right over that question because I'm getting really excited and I'm beginning to touch myself. Fuck. Question number 13. Other than Gone Wild Audio, what is your favorite MSFW subreddit? r/cocks. There is a bonus that says moan for us, please, but I'm not going to do that. Although I think I already did. Anyways, that's the end of the questionnaire. Thank you for listening, and have a good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this. And I love you. Mwah!